Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I know that, at least with some of the guys, you said that you saw some better at-bats coming even without the results being there. The offense now, though, 22 runs in the last three games. Have you seen, as a group, the worm start to turn again, in your opinion?
Yeah, 100%. And few guys that have been through it, the past couple of weeks, kind of like Nemo. I saw really good signs today. Even the at-bat before he went deep, he took a swing there. I was talking to Xavi and Jeremy. I was like, all right, that's one of the better swings he's taken in the past week or so. And then, he goes out there and has that huge homer for us. But, McNeil with a two-run homer. I thought Bader with a couple of walks, huge. He got down, I think it was 0-2, 1-2, but then he got on. Lindor with a triple. Really good at-bats up and down the line. We're still chasing quite a bit. But I think overall, as a whole, definitely better at bats.
When you see Nimmo take that swing where you say that's the best swing I've seen him take in a little while, is it the pitch selection? Is it the way that he's swinging with conviction? What, to you, said that that's a better-looking swing?
When you're looking at him, he had rhythm today. There was more rhythm to it. He was the timing was better, and it's going to allow him to get into a position to make some really good swing decisions because this guy knows the strike zone better than anybody, and he can do damage. So it was rhythm. It was on time. And then just the way the barrel was coming through the hitting zone today was different. So that was good to see.
Manny?
Another player, Francisco Alvarez, looked a lot better at the plate today. What are you seeing from him over the last couple of days?
Yeah, same thing. Forgot about Alvi when I'm talking to some of the other guys. Aggressive with pitches in the zone, not chasing as much. And it seems like teams are attacking him, excuse me, with breaking balls. But his at-bats have been better as of late.
In the sixth inning there, he kind of didn't run out a grounder there, a soft grounder. Was he confused about, did he think he struck out? Do you know what happened there?
When he hit the ball?
It was a sixth inning. It was a soft grounder.
Yeah, no. No.
Bill?
Could you tell me Nimmo's psyche before today? I mean, obviously, since the All-Star break, he has not been hitting. And could you tell me how he's been on and off the field?
Great. It's been hard for him. It's been hard, and he's grinding. But he never stops working. Even when, there was a series in Seattle when it was hard for him, and he wasn't feeling it. But he wanted to keep going. So you want a day. It's like, no, I need to be out there. And that says a lot who he is. When he's not feeling his best, when he's going through a rough stretch, he still wants to post because he knows he can help the team win a game in so many different ways, whether it's defensively by walking, and that's the type of player he is. But he's been really consistent, and he's one of our leaders.
Did you talk about when he after he hit the home run, what the dugout was like when he hit it?
Yeah, they were very excited, because, like I said, he's been a stretch here for him that is, he hasn't been easy for him. But I thought the McNeil one, to retake the lead, and then obviously that three-run homer from Nimmo, and especially what he's going through, there was a different feeling, and the guys were right there for him and with him. So, and then we saw it, after the game here in the locker room as well. They were pretty pumped for him.
Will?
Hey Carlos, what do you see from Minaya that allowed you to push him to seven innings?
Yeah, he was really good. Threw strikes, he attacked hitters, and then when they were aggressive on his fastball, he went to the changeup. I thought the changeup was his pitch today, not so much the sweeper, but he was aggressive, made pitches when needed, used a two seam, but again, the changeup was good. He was, I think, 94 pitches after six. The score, we were up four We had a little bit of wiggle room there. I was going to be aggressive with him when he went back out in the seven, and I told him that. But we needed length, you know, especially where we were at bullpen-wise and how much those guys, you know, we've been running those guys, especially this last time through with the rotation where we haven't got much of a length. We needed that today, and, you know, it was good to see him complete the seventh.
Abby?
Did you guys think that Jeff McNeil had this kind of power in him?
Yeah, I mean, look, this is a guy that has been a 300 hitter, you know, on batting champ by just spraying the ball around. When the shift was on, you know, he will go up, you know, against the shift, he will pull it. But, you know, from right before the second half, he started doing BP, he started launching balls. And I remember a conversation with him saying, yeah, back when I was in double A, I remember just trying to pull and hit homers. And, you know, he gets in a better position. And, you know, he hit one that was pretty impressive. That I was like, man, when he took Skeens in Pittsburgh on a 100 miles per hour fastball, that's not easy to do. And we seen that guy. And when he gets through stretches where he's feeling for himself and just trying to get guy the baseball, that's when he gets in trouble. But when he gets in a strong position and he's with conviction, he's a pretty good hitter.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.